531. Even with Brian on the Pacific Breakfast Show. And now for a wrap-up of weekend sporting action on a Sports Talanoa with Ray Razor T. Telea. And Razor, this morning, well, we begin with the ABs and vindication, and in the process putting the Wallabies to the sword and answering many of their critics.
Good morning, Brian. Yes. It's hard to believe there were a lot of naysayers last week. There were a lot of people who actually thought that the Bledisloe Cup was going to be crossing the Tasman. But all we have to say to that is a ye of little faith. Of course, the All Blacks were up for it this week. ABs, that's the unfortunate thing with the All Blacks. One of the things about it is that they are pretty much in a no-win situation most times. Win a game, and then people will say, so they should have. Lose a game, and oh no, it's all over. But look, this is something we're used to, the All Blacks responding, bouncing back emphatically to restore everyone's faith that the All Blacks can go back-to-back with the World Cup victories with a three-peat. What a performance by the All Blacks, 36-0, dusting the Wallabies in a performance which... Once again, put to rest any of the doubters. What a game, emphatic statement there by the All Blacks. Quite bemusing, actually, that in the process they lost their number one world ranking.
Yes, now, Razor, very interesting. How does that work?
Well, I'm not too sure about that, Brian, but All Blacks were ranked number one last week. They win a game this week by 36-0 and they lose the ranking. So it's quite amusing. But I think what it is, Brian, is that you get more points playing against top-ranked sides. And so Wales, by the very fact that England were, I guess, ranked above England, you'd have to say, get more points for that win. And so take the number one ranking. But Steve Hansen is... commented about the world rankings not being really the priority for this team. Their priority and focus is the Rugby World Cup, where the true number one will be revealed. So what a performance by the All Blacks, though. A few players being selected, like the likes of Severis and George Bridge, playing just their second games, second starting matches, and performing very, very, very well give Steve Hansen the confidence that these guys are up for test match rugby and so probably book their spots to go to the World Cup. So what a performance by the All Blacks. Outstanding.
Very good. And also the Black Ferns and the Wallaroos as well.
Yeah, speaking of streaks, the All Blacks keeping their Eden Park streak alive. The Black Ferns keeping their streak alive against the Wallaroos. 19-game winning streak. They've never lost to the Australian women's rugby team. 19 games, 24 years since the inception of women's test match rugby. Black Ferns totally dominating the game in all facets, much like their male counterparts, the All Blacks, did. The Wallaroos, they were competitive for most of the game, but that Black Ferns defence was just too good. Although there was a highlight there for the Wallaroos, a try to outstanding winger, Mahalia Murphy, a try as good as any you'd see on the wing, beating several defenders on the way to the try line. But the Black Ferns bench were also instrumental in coming on and ramming home the advantage. Great performance by the Black Ferns. So they end their season 2019 with a 5-win, 1-loss record, the only blemish being a loss to France a couple of months back. And now a lot of our women's rugby players now look forward to the Farah Palmer Cup, which begins in 2 weeks' time.
Now on to our NRL wrap-up for the weekend, Razor.
Yeah, that's right. On to our rugby league wrap-up. Round 22 with just three rounds to go. A few upsets there, a lot of shifting up and down the ladder. Beginning on Thursday night, Manly 32, Tigers 12. Daly Cherry-Evans and Tom Trbojevic, very instrumental for the Manly team, bringing their side home. Friday night, two games. The Titans going down to the Eels, who are on a bit of a tear at the moment. The Eels 36-12 winners. 24-point second half burst from the Eels, ensuring they take home the points that time. Also on Friday night, the Broncos, good win over the Panthers, 24-12 with a two-try, four-goal performance from Jermaine Isaako, Torso Samoa player and former Kiwis player, and also a try by a young Samoan boy, Payne Haas, a contender for Individual Effort of the Year. If you haven't seen that, go and Google it. What a steamrolling try, reminiscent of a rampaging Jonah Lomu. Saturday night, Super Saturday, three games. Newcastle Knights put themselves back into finals contention with a 42.6 win over the Cowboys. Former Warriors player Mason Lenov contributing 18 points with the boot and with a try. And also on Saturday night, the match of a round, first place Melbourne Storm up against third place Raiders. The Storm running out to an 18-point lead, which you would think would be an unassailable lead. But the Raiders coming back to win at 22-18. Now, it's not often the Storm give up an 18-point lead and lose a game. In fact, it was the first time ever that the Raiders have given up 18 points to go down in a loss. Just goes to show how good the Raiders are going at the moment. Also on Saturday night, the Rabbitohs 6, Bulldogs 14. So the Bulldogs, they're really taking on the role of spoilers at the moment. The Bulldogs are right out of semi-finals contention, but, you know, they're playing the role of spoilers and actually knocked the Rabbitohs out of the top four for the first time this season with that win over the Rabbitohs. Sunday, our Warriors going down in a big way, 42-6 loss to the Roosters, and effectively ending the Warriors' semi-final aspirations. Now, their cause wasn't helped by a nasty injury to centre Jared Beal early in the game. Jared Beal colliding knees with Jared Warrior Hargreaves and dislocating his knee in the process, which is a very, very nasty injury, one that I have had in the past, and let me tell you, Brian, it's not a nice one. The final game of the round, the Sharks 18-12 winners over the Dragons. Sharks keeping their top eight hopes alive with that win. Just hanging on to eighth spot. And there is our NRL wrap-up.
And finally this morning, college sport, Razor.
Yeah, that's right. I thought I'd just end up with that, Brian, with our college sports. Getting around about to the business end of the season for college sports with first 13, first 15, and hockey and soccer competitions wrapping up. Of course, last week we had St. Paul's regaining their Auckland first 13 rugby league title with a win over Southern Cross. And with the Auckland 1A first 15 competition, the finalists have been found. And this weekend it will be perennial powerhouses St. Kentigan College and King's College who will be matching off, squaring off in the 1A final. Also, yesterday afternoon, I managed to catch the Wellington First 15 final between Scots College and St. Pat's Silverstream with some very familiar names in there. One Akira Yeremia, captaining the St. Pat's Silverstream side, son of Lama Yeremia, current Auckland coach, and also Ethan Webster Nonu, powerhouse centre for Scots College, who I believe is a nephew of Mata Nonu. So, Scots College winning that one, and some really, really great talent on show. Get out and watch your local college teams this weekend, Brian, as they start wrapping up their seasons, and they really are the future of New Zealand sports.